Learn the art of investing on MoneyWise.
Welcome to the MoneyWise podcast. My name is Sheetal, and today we're about to sift through the clutter. What clutter am I talking about? Well, all that information that goes and sits in your mind space from sources like newspapers, social media, family, WhatsApp group, because that's a huge source of information these days, sometimes even misinformation. And that part I want you to focus on, because when it concerns your financial wellness and well-being, this can be a source of great amount of stress. The fact that you're not finding the right answers, or perhaps you're being led in a direction that you kind of suspect is not really for you at all. So we've decided to focus on some of the myths pertaining to not just mutual funds. That's going to be fairly key to the conversation today, but we're also going to generally look at the area of financial planning. And to help us do that, we have an expert on hand. Kalpesh Asher is going to be joining us. Thank you so much, Kalpesh, for joining us on the MoneyWise podcast. How are you today?
All good, Sheetal, and thanks for having me on this podcast.
For the benefit of our listeners, Kalpesh is a practicing certified financial planner for almost 14 years now and a SEBI-registered investment advisor. He is deeply passionate about financial planning. Kalpesh also regularly is featured on personal finance shows, on TV channels such as CNBC TV 18, ET Now. There's also Mirror Now, Z Business, and so on. So clearly, he's the man to go to when it comes to, you know, all of this information you're being bombarded by. So, you know, the context over here, Kalpesh, I thought we should give our listeners an idea of the mutual fund industry. It has grown from 7.66 lakh crore rupees as of August 2013 to 46.63 lakh crores as of August of this year. That's more than a six-fold increase in a span of a decade. Now, while the growth of the Indian mutual fund industry has propelled over the years, there are these misconceptions that could lead investors astray. So that's where I'm hoping that this podcast is going to come in handy. And one of the most common misconceptions about mutual funds is that it's an investment vehicle only for those people who wish to invest in equity markets. Though the financial markets have evolved and the investment product base has widened, conservative investors might still find solace in traditional investment modes. I'd love some clarity on these ideas or these thoughts that are bubbling around in people's heads, Kalpesh.
Yes, Sheetal, and first of all, thanks for the very sparkling, introduction to this whole show. And, you know, we've been a part of this mutual fund industry now for almost 18 years in numbers, if we were to put it. And I would say that it has practically been a journey from an evolution now to a revolution, in fact, in the financial field, you know, of the retail Indian investor. And the numbers which you have put across are sheer testimony to what we are talking out here. Right. So putting it in perspective that, you know, the way it has grown so much in leaps and bounds is yet, I would say, in an evolving stage. And there's a lot of financial ground to be covered for the retail investors to participate in the mutual fund revolution, as I say. So all these myths which are surrounding need to be cleared time and again, and the clutter needs to be, you know, removed from people's mind about investing in mutual funds. So like what you said, people still associate mutual funds only with equity. And when the word equity comes, they, you know, correlate it with risk and danger and losing money and all those things, rather than trying to understand that mutual fund invests in a host of, you know, asset classes, which is namely equity, fixed income, real estate, and gold. So it gives you a total ambit of options for the investor to choose and select from according to his risk profile. And let me add one more thing here, Sheetal, is that people should understand that mutual fund is a pass-through vehicle. You do not invest in mutual funds, but you invest through mutual funds in these various asset classes, namely equity, fixed income, gold, and real estate.
Right. Well, thank you for that clarity, right? You know, you are so right in the fact that when you say mutual funds, people immediately focus on the equity aspect of what's on offer, but it's a lot more than just that. So that is one of the first myths that lies busted on this particular podcast. Now, more clarity required, obviously, and this one really ties into people's financial aspirations, life goals, I should say, and therefore even their financial goals. A lot of people, including people like my mother, who's well into her mid-70s, have actually broadened their outlook towards investing. They, you know, she comes and asks me every now and then, itna paisa mila hai yahan se, isko main kahan pe dalu? So we are like, well, hold on a second, you know, we need to think about this. But yeah, you know, even someone who's retired like her is thinking about growing her money. And for the rest of the other people who are younger, for example, there are priorities like buying a house, providing for your child's education. Destination weddings are a big thing, so parents need to now think of that also. So there are several responsibilities, and investors might find that they're unable to commit a large corpus to investing in mutual funds. That brings me to this other idea. Do you really need to have a whole lot of money to consider mutual funds, or can you actually start with a very modest amount?
So that's a very broad question, and narrowing it down to the question which you asked, that again, it's a myth that you know, you need to invest a large sum to even get into the mutual fund space, and all that is nullified by a simple statement that today in mutual funds you can start with as low an amount of 100 rupees per month to invest as an SIP, a systematic investment plan, to get your feet wet into the mutual fund space. So, you know, it can't be lower than that. And I don't think anybody today cannot afford, who's there who cannot afford a 100 rupee investment. Now, that is the minimal. And on the higher side, sky is the limit. So like what you said, that myth, that notion needs to be broken, that, you know, you need a large corpus or something to invest. The way I would look at it, if you have your financial planning in place, if you have your focus, if you have streamlined all your, you know, other pillars of financial planning, you start with a small amount and be disciplined, be focused, get stuck into it, and then create a great corpus over a period of time. See, Sheetal, in mutual funds, there is no instant gratification. Okay. It is always a process. It's a long-term process. People need to be focused on it. And then there is delayed gratification. Probably that is why people still are hooked on to wrong ideas and they get into wrong avenues of investment. They just want a quick rich scheme type of a thing. And that is what deters them from creating long-term wealth. So it's a whole process. You start small and then create big.
You know, the reason I also, Kalpesh, brought up those life goals things, and it ties in beautifully with what you said over here, because sometimes the goal is as small as, you know, at the end of the year, I want to be taking a vacation. Now, that's a big thing these days, right? Everyone wants to plan for the here and now. That's when you're not thinking of a large corpus. You may not even have a large corpus, and it's a small little two-day Mysore mein jaake, we'll see Dasara or something of that sort, or Lonavala something, you know, farm stay with friends and so on. So even people are looking at aspirations that are here and now and trying to map their finances to meeting those aspirations. And that was an important connection to establish, which you have very nicely done for us. Now, the next area, which is like full of gray, there's no, it's like kohra, you know, I've seen that series, I love it a lot, but nevertheless, a lot of fog around the idea of performance, right? And in your experience, you've probably seen investors chasing these near-term performance ideas and switching funds here and there based on the returns in, say, a shorter period of time, maybe like just 1 year.
So just to give you an example, Sheetal, it'll make life easy for everyone. So you pointed out that you want to go for a vacation in the next 1 year. You have to look at the time frame. Now, it could be vacation, it could be marriage, it could be buying a car in the next 1 year. You want your goal to be fulfilled. You don't want to be left sad if you don't achieve that goal. So if you want to achieve that goal in 1 year, you have to look at the time frame and the money you have right now, and then dedicate that to an investment which will not fluctuate much, or will not let your goal be, you know, discontinued or something. So then the answer is you have to invest in debt funds. Because debt funds are there for the short term period, and for that particular goal to be achieved, equity funds is not the answer. So you have a choice. But any goal, if you have for 3, 5, 10 years, then you can start looking at, you know, equity funds in different proportions.
Right.
You're listening to MoneyWise, successful investment ideas that create wealth. Did you know?
The global mutual fund industry has $63.2 trillion in assets under management in 2020, and equity funds made up 52% of the worldwide mutual fund market in the same year.
Personal finance simplified, only on MoneyWise.
So up until now, you know, Kalpesh, we have busted three myths. And correct me if I'm wrong over here. I'm going to try and summarize them. This is like me sitting for an exam after Kalpesh's classes. So number one is that mutual funds is not just about the equity market. There are other asset classes that are available to you when you look at it as a vehicle. It's merely a vehicle into this area. That's one. Did I get that right?
Absolutely. It's a pass-through vehicle into various assets.
Okay, superb. The second one that we spoke about with respect to the corpus, right? A lot of people believe that you need to have a large corpus to be able to make that entry into mutual funds. And you said that is not true. You can start with as little as 100 rupees, correct?
That's per month. You can invest that.
Per month. All right. Here, I think mere thode marks cut rahe hain yahan pe. That's what I'm getting. I'm just like rounding off the answer. And Kalpesh is giving me that extra half mark why he has cut that extra half mark for not getting it perfectly. But here is a third one, which is about don't look at star ratings and don't look at near-term performance alone. Try to map it to your goals and look at time in the market vis-a-vis timing the market. That's not what you should be doing.
Absolutely. So I'm not cutting any marks, Sheetal. Even for exams, we get marks for cleanliness. So you've been clean with the answers.
All right. Cleanliness marks I've got. So I'm very happy with that. Now, here's where we enter the larger conversation over here with respect to financial awareness and planning. Clearly, topics, Kalpesh, that you're very passionate about, right? So broad level, what are some of those factors that people need to keep in mind when they invest in mutual funds and also other asset classes?
So, then you go into the core of financial planning. And in financial planning, we generally talk about, five main pillars of personal financial planning. And I'm talking about addressing the needs of families and individuals. So we have these five pillars. I'll just summarize them. I won't go into the details of that right now because we are talking of this relevant topic here. One is the personal cash flow. And second is the net worth, which is nothing but your assets minus liabilities. Third is identifying your investment goals and creating an investment plan for that. Fourth is your risk management, which is nothing but your insurance. And last but not the least is your personal taxation. So these five are the main pillars of financial planning. Now, when we start talking about investments, which we are talking about in mutual funds, the main important part is understanding your cash flow, because that is where the surplus of your daily lifestyle would emanate from. In simple words, that if you earn 100 rupees and your expenses, your liabilities, needs, wants, all are taken care and that amounts to 80 rupees, you are in a position to invest around 10 to 15 rupees from that on a regular basis into investments, which is namely mutual funds or the likes. So here we are talking about mutual funds. So that surplus is the one which is decided from your cash flow. Now, if anybody's cash flow is negative, which means he's spending more or choked with his cash flow, will not be able to make a foray into investments. And here, one more clarity I require to tell people is there's a difference between savings and investment. Many people just feel happy saving. But for me, saving is just an emotion, whereas investing is an art. So you need to understand that investment goes with a lot of, thought process into a particular financial goal. And that is the second aspect, identifying your financial goals. So as I mentioned in my earlier segment that, if you have short-term goals, then you have fixed income or debt-based mutual funds in which you channelize your investments. If you have long-term financial goals, namely your retirement, which is still 20, 30 years away, your children's higher education, buying a house, which might be 5, 10 years away, all that goes into a simple basket called equity-based mutual funds. So that is the clear demarcation, which financial planning helps people determine how and when and where should they be investing.
All right. Now, a lot of us, Kalpesh, truth be told, have actually fallen prey to many of these myths. There's probably no person tuned in over here who hasn't had one of the ones that you've mentioned in their mind, right? And therefore, you've also mentioned it's ideal to seek guidance from someone who has that expertise in the industry. Now, while this is one of the ways of, avoiding these traps of misconceptions, myths, etc., what else, according to you, should an investor be cognizant of to make a prudent investment decision? Is it just enough for us to have someone who is an expert on our side, or is there some responsibility, some other tasks that the investor themselves need to be part of?
So first and foremost, I would just say, like what you said, we are all humans and all of us have made mistakes. Just because today I'm talking here as a personal finance expert or whatever you call, doesn't mean I haven't had my shares of mistakes. I have made my own mistakes, and I would be, quite humble to, say or admit, I don't have any qualms on that the biggest mistake I have made in my life is not starting early. you know. And that is the biggest mistake which people make today, is that they do not start their investments early and they leave it for the latter part of their life, by which other responsibilities of their, you know, stage of life have crept in. So probably they are closer to having their children's education coming up, marriage coming up. And at the end of the day, they find they haven't done anything for themselves. So starting early in an investment mode, which is very rational, gives reasonable returns, and is not a burden on your cash flow, is the biggest, you know, service you can do to yourself, because then the power of compounding in equity takes over, you know. That is the most important thing. And we all know the cliche statement, oft repeated, is that compounding is the eighth wonder of the world. And it is. Believe me, over a period of time, the compounding effect works wonders for you. The second mistake which people make is, a behavioral mistake, is not doing proper asset allocation. And what I mean by asset allocation, they, you know, again, a very cliched statement, but I love using it, is they put all their eggs in one basket. If you're, you know, a vegetarian, you can say apples in one basket. I don't mind. But that is where the problem lies. And that is nothing but a herd mentality, which is a behavioral, you know, aspect, that wo kar rahe hain to mujhe bhi karna chahiye, mera padosi kar raha hai to mujhe karna chahiye, mere dada ne kiya tha to mujhe karna chahiye, mere father ne kiya tha to mujhe karna chahiye. It is not that everybody's lives are dynamic, everybody's situation is dynamic, everyone's aspirations are dynamic, and that is where your asset allocation comes very, very handy. And the third thing is, get proper guidance and advice from an unbiased person who thinks of your profile first and then talks about, you know, anything which is market related, which are not in his or her control, but talks about your benefit first.
Thank you so much, Kalpesh, for actually being so candid and saying that there are mistakes that you've made as well, because suddenly we also feel like, we are not the only ones in this sort of a boat. But, and also, thank you, I should say, for the clarity that you've given us. Three points, very important points. Not starting early enough is a big mistake. And this is where investors can take control of their own lives instead of handing it to somebody else, which is the third part. You must always have some expert opinion, objective expert opinion, as Kalpesh had pointed out. And of course, not looking at a diversified portfolio, not looking at different asset classes. That's another common mistake he sees people making on account of different aspirations and life goals that people have primarily. Well, I think we've come away with a lot of ideas on what to do and what not to do, more importantly, when we are dipping our feet into the area of financial planning. We've understood mutual funds a little bit better, and for that we owe you our gratitude, Kalpesh. Thank you so much for joining us. But, you know, it's always nice to leave people with one dhamakedar, you know, festive season is here, etc. But one like thing that they should never, ever forget. I'm hoping I'll get one of those from you now.
Yeah, so it is not festive for me. It is year round. So it's all over. I speak about this the whole year, you know, come what may, any festivals. So that is nothing but, Sheetal, for the benefit of all of us, I think it is nothing but a triple A formula. And that triple A formula is having awareness, acceptance, and action on your financial profile. Being aware of your financial profile is very important. Many people they just live in a very glass house, I would say, and try to fool themselves about their existing situation. I think just break that glass house and accept reality. So be aware of what you are right now, accept the reality, and more importantly, take action on rectifying that and move ahead. Don't procrastinate.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Kalpesh, for joining us on the MoneyWise podcast today.
Thank you, Sheetal, and a pleasure.
You're listening to MoneyWise, brought to you by Bandhan Mutual Fund. Check out the rest of our series for more insights on investment and personal finance. Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.